Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. You know, I've never listened to this song all the way through.
I don't think I have either, actually.
Ditto.
So I'm not
sure. I've listened to most of it, but not all of it.
I'm not sure how much it actually has to do with C's or rye. Oh, no, he just said rye. I heard it. But that's not important. The only reason we're playing this is because this is probably going to be Andrew's last show
for a while.
Forever.
We're not clapping because that's happening. Fuck. I got this wrong.
Yes, it's so happy.
Celebration.
Yeah,
get
it's going to be a
out.
Long time.
Get the fuck out. Get
y'all
the
can come visit me on the East Coast then.
Maybe we'll do it. I don't know. I have some family over there. I have some somewhat tolerant family over there. But yeah, you're going to be gone on a secret mission for question mark amount of time?
Until probably about December.
December? Oh, you'll be back for Christmas Day.
Maybe.
Okay.
So you basically go over to school and then come back. And
yep. I go to school for 9 months.
Fun.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Why do you have to go to school again? I thought you already knew everything about the nukes. not quite everything?
No.
Not how they're fired from the submarine, but.
No, okay.
A
completely different field. I got to go through mechanical side of this and like how the actual timers work and all that shit.
The timers,
electronic
that,
timers now, not mechanical timers.
They have
he has to learn how to repair watches before he can go on the submarine.
Basically, I need to learn how to defuse a missile.
Fun. Well, you got it, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You just got to do the same thing you do to arm it, just in reverse.
No, missile technician.
Oh,
that's cool.
ICBMs.
Do you get to take home a practice missile with you?
No.
Are you going to recreate the scene from The Spy Who Loved Me where you're taking out the core of the warhead without it touching the sides, operation style, and if it touches the sides, everybody dies?
If I get the chance, yes.
Yes.
And you just got to have a bunch of guys just like staring intently, sweating profusely as you're pulling this out.
That sounds
that
good.
That would be awesome.
But it also means you're Roger Moore.
Ew.
I could think of worse people.
Win some, lose some.
You could be George Lazenby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's everyone hates him the most, right?
I could be Obama.
Well, as far as actors to play Bond, yes, a lot of people don't like him. But as far as the movie itself, actually a lot of people do like it.
Because it stays true to the book.
That
it's the purest.
It's actually a pretty good story. It's just shittily done.
So who's going to be the new Bond?
I don't know.
Nobody fucking knows.
What?
Doesn't he have one more?
Yeah, he has this one more that they're going to be working on, and then that's it.
He's got one more, and then I think we should just finally make the jump and make Matt Damon the new James Bond.
He's not English.
Who gives a shit? Give him just make one up. He can make up his own English accent.
No.
Is that not allowed? Do you have
no.
to show your passport before you're allowed
there would
on the
be,
set?
There would be riots, pitchforks,
yeah.
torches outside of Pinewood.
Who is English?
You have to. He had to be.
Yeah,
Idris Elba. Feels like he'd be okay.
What about James?
Is he British?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck it.
Fassbender.
James May.
We're gonna run out of white Fassbender. People to play James Bond.
Yes.
So. Oh yeah, no, we've mentioned that before.
I've always said basically watching the bar scene from Inglourious Basterds makes me think of James Bond.
Or Jeremy from Top Gear?
No. Nope, that's the opposite.
The tall, bald, fat man that can't control his mouth.
Exactly.
The
or
mostly hairless
actions.
Ape.
Yeah, no.
The shaved ape in a shirt.
Not
that would
entirely.
Be awesome.
Yeah, the shaved ape in a shirt is
honestly,
not going to be Bond.
Hammond reminds me more of James Bond than James does. Like
than Jeremy does.
Than Jeremy
he's
does.
He's too goofy to be James
and too
Bond,
short.
Though.
He's everything, but he's way less everything than Jeremy is.
He could do a serious role, probably.
No.
But
no,
no, he can't.
He's not even an actor. He's just a TV personality.
Exactly. That's all he knows. And all he knows is cars. I could see him being like a technical consultant for a chase scene, but that's it.
Yeah, but that would
be
all
Q.
they do.
He could play Q.
No.
Oh,
that would be a good one.
The Q they have now is great. Thank
ben
you.
Ben Whishaw's okay.
He is fucking adorable.
Aw, yay.
You know what? I'll say... What was... Oh, it was the one... before it was Skyfall, actually. I didn't like him as Q at all.
Really?
The young kid?
The one where they, it was the fucking,
he's so cute, though.
Or it was the one before Skyfall, I don't remember. Well, yeah, we can give
his character as Q was introduced in Skyfall, and then Spectre was the next one.
Yes, when he was introduced, and it's not that I don't, alright, it's not that I don't like him as Q, but I don't like how they handled him acting as Q when there was a situation going on that was computer-oriented.
Well, that's because the Hollywood doesn't know how computers work.
And when are they going to get there?
Never.
Never. You're just better than they are.
About the same time they learn any sort of other technical thing that they horribly fuck up.
That's true. I mean,
especially
fucking hire me already, Hollywood. Make me the editor.
Yeah, but then
of Hollywood.
Send
it's boring.
Them your resume.
Hmm?
Just send Hollywood your resume.
Yeah, to the Hollywood sign.
Hollywood. To Hollywood.
Apparently,
dear Hollywood.
Apparently, you can still change the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, but
Hollywood.
Yeah,
jail time.
Did they find the guys?
Yeah, yeah,
they
did.
They
how much
gave
jail
them
time?
More jail time than that kid that raped that girl at that one university.
So yeah. How much then?
Yeah, they got like 9 months.
Yeah,
worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah, what will we change it to though?
I don't know. We don't have to change it to anything. We just have to be proud of other people's accomplishments.
Let's just
change it to
Woo. Let's just take it.
Just
Hollywood. Let's take it.
O-U-L-D-W-O.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Get it.
Hollywood. O-U-L-D. What? Hollywood do anything.
Hollywood question mark.
Damn. You just add a character to it, and then you get a whole town thinking, wow.
Hollywood. What? Slut.
Jared just made a meme.
Hollywood?
We were talking before the show started. Who here has crafted a meme before?
Actually created a meme
like
from scratch.
Originally, or just
like
it's
OG,
on Facebook.
Well,
OG meme material.
It's on
I
Facebook.
My dog
original.
Is it good?
I tried, but never caught.
Well, you'd get it.
Probably
it's a military meme.
Oh,
because you
end
realize
my OPO says.
we need to recruit our best meme makers, and I think we have a few of the best ones here because modern warfare is going to be done with memes. So I think that was proven with this previous election cycle.
Yes,
memes
conquer all. we just need to like spam North Korea with endless amounts of memes.
I think so.
And eventually the North will fall and be reunified.
Dude,
that
seems to be
seen
how it's working so far.
Even though. To be fair, though, the entirety of North Korea is a giant meme.
Oh,
so how do you fight? How do you fight a meme?
When does it
with a more powerful meme? I guess.
Yeah. There's a picture of her.
How did we end up in this timeline?
Okay. No,
in the timeline where memes rule the world.
Yeah. This is. So,
I'll tell you exactly how.
This is so not what our ancestors wanted for us.
No, actually, in theory, memes have always been a thing. Even going back to the ancient Egyptians.
It's true, but
we just have
the Egyptians are actually involved in this process.
Well,
there's an ancient chaos god who goes by the name of Kek. K-E-K.
Yeah.
You may have heard of him.
Top Kek.
He usually shows himself with a sequence of repeating digits to show that he is with you and that he is listening
to
your prayers.
All those repeating digits, 1 and 0.
No.
Okay.
They just have to be like, I don't know, like double sixes or something. But there's an entire sect of people who believe in this supposed meme magic. A more technical word for it would be memetics.
Okay.
Memetics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
So is
it sounds
Pepe,
very Scientology-esque, I know.
So is Pepe his like his lead agent on
Pepe
Earth?
Pepe is the reincarnation of Kek. He is the new face of this Egyptian chaos god.
Okay.
So you have to be a little careful when it comes to bringing up a new deity that we haven't seen for a very long time.
Yeah.
Since King Tut was walking around. I'm sure
he didn't
want to mess
with
that.
I mean, it's
guy.
Like if the Egyptians were to see the internet today, they'd be like, well, yeah, not much has changed. I mean, you guys still basically take up all your time with putting up pictures of cats and funny captions.
It's exactly the same. Although we don't build quite as many pyramids, I think we should get back to that.
Yeah.
Pyramids are fun.
We need more slaves.
Well,
when was the last time we made pyramids?
Well, Ponzi schemes are kind of modern day pyramids.
Too much? Too soon?
What was
it? No. I completely
missed that.
I said, we need more slaves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about physical pyramids is what we need to start building again. Not to appease a chaos god or anything, but just for fun.
So pyramids
made
out of beer cans isn't acceptable?
No, actually, because those don't have too much structural integrity to them. You kick out one corner, that whole thing falls down. I'm talking like that one that they have in Vegas, whatever that's
called. The Luxor?
Yes. More pyramids like that.
Andrew wants to get buried in a Four Loko pyramid.
No.
Oh,
not Four Loko.
You'd have to drink all that Four Loko first.
No,
that's
then
just,
you would
just
dump it out.
Kill you.
No, yeah. Or just leave them full.
Yeah, no, you just have to have like a high school house party. They all get drunk.
God, I don't know. I think a full Four Loko might be more dangerous than an empty Four Loko.
No, because you just glue them all together. Nobody's going to steal them then.
Yeah, but you can just chuck one at somebody. You're really beating someone over the head with one of those Four Loko cans.
I'd rather die from getting hit with a Four Loko than die from drinking one.
And then, it breaks open, and then it seeps into your skin, and then you instantly get cancer in all the spots that it touched you in, and then you're instantly inebriated also. And that lasts for 2 to 4 days, depending on how many.
Then all you can hear is 15-year-olds going, "I'm so drunk."
One time when I was like under,
you were
21.
One of them, weren't you?
Oh.
I tried to get my mom to buy one. I was like, "Can you buy this juice?" And then the guy was like, "And then she, yeah." I was a good child.
Oh, so you were like 10 and you didn't know what you were asking for.
No,
she
like,
knew exactly what she was asking for.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know.
Oh, I just heard so many people at school talking about them. I wanted to try one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like the guy who bought his 6-year-old son a Mike's Hard Lemonade. He had no idea.
Uh-huh. I'm sure.
Do you know this man personally?
No. It's
was
like,
that child you?
No, it was a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Were so you the...
No yeah. strings at all.
Military?
Here.
No.
Nothing to trace you back.
Military friends?
Stop questioning me. Accept the story.
No.
Wait, do you have a kid we don't know about that's 6 years old?
Nope.
That would be
frightening. Did you give him a Mike's Hard Lemonade?
If any of you have secret children, you have to bring them to this show and show them what they're a part of.
Oh, God.
We
oh,
bring
boy.
All our
sorry.
Cats.
Yeah, because, yeah. Actually, there'd be two up on our part, and then...
This is my,
at least
this is my
two.
Iguana, Gestapo.
At least two. You can say four, it's fine.
We would have
well,
four.
We're on the show, because this is plugs to all the listeners. Does anybody want a boxer named Lola? She's 3 years old.
No.
Uh-huh.
I wish.
My boss is moving to Japan, can't
we,
take her.
We can't take any.
Why,
because
he's afraid she'll get eaten?
He's
no,
a boxer.
Oh,
wrong
I thought
country,
we were still
dog.
Talking about cats.
It's a dog. It's a dog.
All right. That's
he
a
can't
dog.
Because of customs.
Yeah, I figured.
And the Japanese them. Would eat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does no, Japan, that,
that's
no,
the
Japan
Koreans
doesn't
and
eat
Taiwanese.
Cats. No, there you go.
No, the actually, Japanese ain't so different.
No, yeah. My, like, I'm sure I've told the story before, but yeah, one of my Korean instructors in college basically, he was making comments about differences between America and South Korea because he's from South Korea. He's like, you know, and also, you know, pets aren't really so common in South Korea. And so one of the students asked, like, so you guys don't really have like dogs or cats at all? I was like, oh yeah, we got to eat. Without missing a beat, he just dropped that on us, and it was like a minute and a half of solid laughter. And then somebody asked, what's the ideal way to season a golden lab?
Yeah. Asking hey, the important you know, questions of what class is this?
I don't think Jared
heard
this. I don't know. I don't remember I told y'all.
Fluid mechanics.
Okay.
It's fluid. You season it with fluid.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
But I had dog in Korea. It was tasty, actually.
But you didn't know it was dog.
Until after I ate it.
Yeah.
And then you said you felt bad about it, so.
I did a little bit.
What kind of dog was
so
it?
So still human.
I don't know.
Did you get to meet it before?
No, I didn't. Well, like, I mean, maybe there was somebody
it
walking
the dog.
Like
a lobster tank
yeah.
where you like walk by and you're like, yeah. You know what? I want that dog. Look me right in the eye.
Oh, man.
I mean,
do you get to feed him snacks beforehand?
Yeah,
or
like get to play fetch with him.
There was somebody walking
gamey.
Their dog an hour before we went into the restaurant. Wasn't there when I came out.
Fresh catch of the day. Yeah.
Exactly. I have no buddy of mine. They were walking through the streets of Taiwan and he's like, oh, I want this dog. You're like, all right, come back in a half hour. We'll have it ready for you. He comes back. They gave him a box full of meat cut up.
Oh,
he wanted it. Is it a pet? Because he was stationed there. Oh, man. He was devastated.
You should have been a bit more clear about
how
that.
Much is that puppy
where are they?
In the window?
Oh, it's terrible.
So where do they get
50
these
baht.
Dogs? Are there just fields of dogs?
It's strays.
Yeah, puppy mills.
It's mostly strays.
Oh. Oh, that's what they do with the leftovers of the puppy mill, huh?
Yeah. That gives puppy right. mill a whole new term.
Yeah.
It's two ways. They breed them, and then they mill them.
You guys ever seen a video of that machine where, I think this is how they make chicken nuggets, but it's just like, it's just
in a pink paste?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like it's a steel funnel that they put a whole bunch of chickens in, and they're just sitting there, and then somebody flicks a switch, and then you hear, and they all disappear, and they go through this grinder, and I think that's how chicken nuggets are made.
I saw one thing where it was like, it was like some giant grinder that you would stick a cow that dies of a disease. in, yeah. and it, you just dump. Basically, it's like a forklift picks the cow up and just drops it into this thing, and then it's got like a bunch of grabby. It's like a bunch of wheels with basically saw.
And they're all spinning, right?
And they all spin at a slow rate. They just kind of grab bits of it and just pull it in, crunch
I've
it.
I've seen this,
and this is like bone, flesh, everything. And
this is such a. I know exactly what machine you're talking about, yeah. and it is so kick ass. I don't remember who it's by.
I initially saw one that was a that smaller one for shredding like stuffed animals. And of course, the one that it was like a little stuffed teddy bear.
I saw a machine like that take out a couch, dude. It was fucking incredible. Yeah.
Okay, on YouTube, just search around for a machine by this company called SSI, and I'll show this to you right now. This thing can fucking destroy anything. I believe in this video, they shove a couch through it.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got. Nope, that's them machining it. Boring.
You cool. never see women doing
800
this type
horsepower.
Of thing.
Let's see here. Oh, okay, here's a there fridge. We go. So they're putting
yeah.
a fridge in this one.
Yeah, it's one of those eats video. A cow.
Yeah, it's
I've seen.
Brutal.
SSI Monster Shredder. This is the craziest shit. Look it up.
Oh, there's the couch.
Oh, it's a hide a bed couch too.
Oh yeah,
ooh.
And it's gone.
You can't hide from me, bed. says the shredder.
But yeah, the up next video is shredding a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, we're going to see that.
Dude, that...
Well, we're not going to sit here and watch
and it just
things
does
wait,
that
wait,
people
wait,
can't
I want to see.
See
the beetle.
Sorry.
Look it up on your own time.
No.
It's not good radio, I'm no. afraid.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but the shit's
This
rad,
is an
though.
Auditory program, not a visual one.
Theater of Anymore. The mind. Like, look, this is somebody walking.
I can't hear
and
that.
And they're starting to walk away.
All right.
See, just like that. There. That tells a whole story, man. You gotta do smart shit like that.
Anywho.
No worries. Yeah. You'll get your groove back.
So,
anywho.
So when can you start sending us secret messages on this submarine? We'll figure out a way.
I need an SOS at some point. That'd be hysterical.
From what my friend told me, that's on a different submarine, a different class, they don't get internet at all.
Oh,
okay.
So you're underwater, and you don't get any internet.
So we're going to have to hook you up with a couple more hard drives.
I've got five.
Yeah.
You have five hard drives?
Yeah. Okay, what's the total space allotment?
Including my laptop?
Yes.
6.5 terabytes.
My man. Oh.
And you have Pretty five good? Hard drives, and that's all you get? Okay.
I got 1 2-terabyte, then I got a couple 500s, a couple 200, or a couple 100, 1 terabytes, and then a... 1 terabyte on my laptop.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't get straight up internet down there, mm-hmm. that's okay. We can work around this. There's other ways to get internet. So do you get, what kind of radio signals are being passed between?
Yeah, you don't have to go over it necessarily.
Highly encrypted.
Okay.
Cool.
We can work with this.
What kind of encryption?
Can't say.
Ah, fucking
can't or
go
won't.
Make friends with the comms can't. Guys.
I don't know.
Okay. But okay. when you find out, you need to let us know.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy some equipment that's about $400,000 for a small computer that's about the size
or,
of Renee's laptop.
Or we can make one
or
one.
We could talk to a guy in Pakistan
and make him for 20 bucks.
Send him 20 bucks and a cheeseburger.
Are you saying you know a guy in Pakistan?
No.
But
I bet he would love that cheeseburger, though.
Not the radio will be able to prove.
Nope, there's no fingerprints on the radio.
I know a guy in Africa. I can talk to him.
When you're on the radio, you can't leave physical evidence.
But you realize that inside that box that he gives you in Africa for 50 bucks is going to be just an empty shell.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mo, you motherfucker.
You said you wanted something that looks like this.
That's not what I meant.
So I gave you something that looks like it.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a couple guys in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's the best place. They can give us all the electronics.
Korea.
And then we just
send me the...
Korea has 5G, man. They got something for us.
Oh, I know, right?
Bullshit.
No,
5G?
They actually 5G. Do. I had a buddy that got stationed over there.
Yeah, when I...
Yeah, he's like, South Korean internet.
When I walked off
the
Yeah, he said... He's like, dude,
what?
Korea has 5G.
Yeah, when I walked off the boat, I just turned on my phone just to see, you know, what type of signal and...
That's right, because your phone is made in Korea.
This one is, but I had my iPhone at the
time. Oh, okay.
And I was going to get, like, a burner to put a SIM card in. And I found out, like, I was looking around, and they're, like, everything was advertising. This phone is capable for 5G. I was like, fuck yeah.
5G? Nigga, what?
And I was like, we got 4G, and luckily, you know, and if we don't, we got 3G.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hang on a minute.
And there's no
South Korea was starting to do this shit in 2008, man.
What, 5G? Yeah.
5G.
Yeah.
They don't fuck around.
And there's no dead spots anywhere in the country. Wow. Yeah.
Well, DMZ, I'm sure, is a pretty big dead spot, but...
That's not part of South Korea.
That's true. It's a no man's land.
You ever seen that map of the overhead of the Koreas? And one of them is lit up. It's got lights that looks like fucking New York City, and the other one is just this black spot.
Other than there's like one or two little spots of light. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, that's his summer getaway and his winter getaway.
Yep.
I remember
both of them seasons are exactly the same.
I remember
Disneyland. I could see him.
Disneyland. On the Disneyland. What was that amusement park that
Neverland Ranch?
No, the Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Guys, what's Kim Jong-un's favorite Disney ride?
I don't know.
Space Mountain, because that's the closest that his nukes are ever going to get to space.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say after that, though, but it was really important. So you say something.
Something.
I pitch it to the room.
Something?
I got nothing.
God damn it, you guys.
You're the one that holds us together,
when
man.
You tell us what? To talk about
this
stuff.
This is your show.
Go,
you should have a
I stuff. Know it's my show, on, but host. I like to test your guys' skills sometimes. Alcohol can't carry me forever.
Do hosty stuff.
Hosty stuff.
Something Chang Ming.
Yes.
Chang Anyways, Ming. Moving on.
What the fuck is that?
What?
What are you doing?
Trying to get people to shut up so you can talk.
Oh, no, I don't have anything.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were about to say something. Since Super Bowl's next week, what are we doing?
Well, my dad
watching
wants me
it.
To come down.
No shit.
So,
what's that?
My dad wants me to come down next weekend.
Cool.
So we could do party somewhere.
Okay.
Everybody get shit faced drunk.
Yours. Right.
Shit.
I got to work Monday
morning. In the woodland area, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys remember that kid Sean that Ben went to 4-H with?
Yeah,
no. I totally saw where he lives. Where we went to that one party, it was Andrew drove, and it was
the one that I didn't
that
get
place?
To go to.
Yeah,
and Drew
yeah.
and Ben.
Yeah,
yeah. It was the four of us and Ozzy.
Yeah, my
Ozzy
coworker
somehow showed up there. Wasn't with us.
No,
oh my
but,
gosh. Yeah.
But he got a ride home with us. But
yeah, my coworker is his neighbor, and she's like, I think that he does his goats. She was like, they always run away from him. I'm like, oh
so
my god,
Ben's
that
goats.
Is so foul.
So does Ben's goats. They always run away from Ben.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that, though, because he knows a lot of weird, like, bestiality laws in Washington. So.
There is
right?
Ben. Why else would you know
ben
that?
Ben does have knee-high
ben.
Boots.
And he
yeah.
does.
Yep.
That he wears to the barn.
Yep.
And then when the little goats were born, he spent the night in the barn with them.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, he's got them since birth.
He was grooming them.
I just want them to be comfortable around me at all times.
He knows chapters, names, and dates for bestiality suits. It's weird.
Crazy.
You guys all know the rubber boots thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured that was common knowledge.
Yeah.
The only reason why it is,
well,
I've heard it on the show.
Oregon, it's illegal to wear knee-high or hip-high waders in the sheep fields.
So I may get sued for this, but I used to babysit for this guy. He was a dean of a college that you guys may know. And I was on his computer, and I saw that he had been looking up some bestiality stuff, and I was just like, and he also looked up a prostitute.
Was this the same guy that was looking up escorts in Portland?
No, in like some place where he would wait. It's just, I was like, I did not need to know that. I haven't told a soul until today.
Until you told everybody on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, oh send
you're
the link to his wife.
You're implying that anyone
yes,
on the internet
please.
Listens to this.
Now
anyone
on
the
now
internet
I'm nervous. Like, I don't see them anymore. But
and on the next episode, we'll reveal which college it is.
So stay tuned.
You got to tune in. The next episode is going to be behind a paywall. So $5 if you want to know this secret.
And all proceeds go to Teresa's legal fund.
Free Therese.
That's right. I know a really good lawyer.
Oh, shit.
Free my nigga Therese.
Guys, I got something. Scientists have confirmed a brand new form of matter. Guess what it is?
Antimatter.
No.
Oh, that's already been confirmed.
I'm not going to guess.
Because you saw it.
Because I already
but
saw it.
Thank you for your integrity.
You're welcome.
You guys, you got your guesses?
Nope.
Doctor Who? I'll guess.
Fuck, that'd be a good thing, but no.
No,
fuck off, no.
Midichlorians, really?
We refuse to acknowledge their existence.
It's not.
Shun the non-believer.
The new form of matter, time crystals.
Okay, I've heard
it kind of goes
some
with the
theories
Doctor
to
theory.
That.
All right, first of all, what the fuck? Second of all, I don't believe that.
Do you want
to
know some shit?
Yeah. Is it, what is are it, a these... physical manifestation of time, essentially?
For months now, there's
been... So it's fragments of an infinity stone.
I'm not sure. I haven't even read this article. For months now, there's been speculation that researchers might have finally created time crystals, strange crystals that have an atomic structure that repeats not just in space, but in time, putting them in perpetual motion without energy.
Is now, this the Onion?
No, this is sciencealert.com.
Okay.
Sounds reputable.
Can we take this?
Yeah.
Is this a good source?
Okay. I don't know.
I could click somewhere
else. Is it peer-reviewed?
Someone's still got Mr. Adisa's phone number?
Lead researcher Norman Yao from University of California, Berkeley, says, "This is a new phase of matter, period, but it is also really cool because it is one of the first examples of non-equilibrium matter. For the past half century, we've been exploring equilibrium matter, like metals and insulators. We are just now starting to explore a whole new landscape of non-equilibrium matter." What the fuck does that mean? Non-equilibrium matter. Somebody teach me.
So it doesn't... It's not dependent to direction. Directionality.
I was going to say more on dealing with the physics of it. Non-equilibrium is in... If you push it, it doesn't push back necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't hold to Newtonian physics. And then also...
Again! Really? See, I've been calling this shit out for a long time. You can't just have stuff ignore shit that Newton said, you know?
Well, like, odds are you can. Just because the dude said it 600 years or 500 years ago doesn't mean it has to be the same way for a long time.
So when are we going to tear down all our statues of this asshole, huh? For being wrong.
Hey, I can
wrong.
An astronomy teacher if you want me to.
He was okay. Right within the scope.
Any endorsement that you can grab, I will take it.
He was right within certain contexts.
And those contexts were...
Everything
basically
physical we can touch up until this point?
Yes, all standard forms of matter.
Anything that you can glean from watching an apple fall on the ground.
Pretty much.
That's the context.
Basically, any sort of physical observable form of matter, which this is not because it exists
okay.
Somewhere in between space and time.
No, for the record,
so
I'm three
time.
And a half dimensions. For the record, I am not questioning the works of Newton here.
No.
Okay? I've just been...
Kind of
you just
been
said you're
going to
tear
work.
Down his statue.
You did say
you,
that.
You can awesome. Rewind that 2 minutes, and then if you listen closely, you'll realize I was kidding. Yeah. But
no, you were a call to action. When are we going to tear this
yeah,
shit
that
down?
Was a, that was just
rebel!
Context is everything. So
revolution.
I've just always been skeptical of these weird exceptions that have existed to these supposed Newton laws.
So the non-Newtonian fluids, the cornstarch and baking soda.
Yeah,
I'm
like, okay, Newton's got these rules. That makes sex.
That
makes sex. Also, if you include the teachings
for every
of Darwin.
Action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
That makes sex.
An object in motion remains in motion unless acted upon by an unbalanced force.
Newton's got all these rules. They're all cool. Oh, except for these things, like ketchup and paint. Those don't abide.
Like
what?
That kind of sounds like religion.
It
like
does.
Like religion tries to explain everything, but then there's certain things that's like, okay, well...
What about this?
It just happened.
It just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, purgatory.
Oh, we don't ask about that.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Snake in a tree, yeah, bread, you eat it. Fish, that's bad. Don't
what
do
if,
it on Fridays.
It just
bad.
Happened, okay?
What if our life
only
is purgatory?
Fish on Fridays.
Oh.
Only eat fish
you
on Fridays?
You don't eat meat on Fridays.
No, that's... It's just fish.
Yeah, I'm saying...
What?
Nothing.
We're not turning
you mean
this
just
into
fish
a
meat?
Yeah. Anywho.
Anyways...
Sorry, but all right, so
okay. Some of us got our Bibles crossed. It's okay. What?
Military.
I don't know.
Huh? How you doing?
So
what
do we
all think of the new president? I know he's only been in office a week.
It's all hail the God Emperor.
God Emperor. Dude, Renee, I got a meme for you.
Okay, bring it up. Yes. We got our main meme master here. He's going to drive us forth into this brave new world. Is it brave? Is it new? It's... Who knows? I'd like to propose the theory. I'd like to propose the theory that we don't really exist anymore.
All right, so you remember when there was
really
that supposed assassin?
I think the world ended when the Mayans said it would end, and this is just
a good one.
Well,
Renee.
Yes.
Do you remember when like there was that supposed assassination attempt on Trump?
Uh-huh.
What?
And like the
one of
the Secret Service like tackles him, but he just like stands there and stares the guy down.
Yep.
So I found this.
I did not know hear about that ever.
Show and tell. Visualize the picture.
It's Trump's eyes lighting up, staring at this attempted assassinee, and the text underneath reads,
Do it, faggot.
Which is pretty good.
Well, no, one theory I've heard with the Mayans thing is that it didn't say that the world was going to end on December 21st, 2012. It was that basically the start of the, it was the start of the end of the world.
Oh.
We make new calendar. This one end.
The downhill slope began on that day.
So they're not flicking a switch it was existentially.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I got that song.
I know. But the words of it is as we know it. Actually, it's odd how much of those words match up with this last year.
As in it
like
being the
lyrics.
The world?
Read the lyrics. Through the choruses and
well, I'm skeptical as to it being the end of the world.
No,
because we're supposed to be starting to get along with Russia now. I don't know what China has in terms of nukes because that's our whole new thing. But I don't think those are gonna get launched for at least one more year.
I'm gonna.
That's
go
pretty
with,
yo, optimistic.
I'll fuck
I think.
Up some Chinese little. Bastards.
I think we'll just take we'll take the whole Greece Germany well, aspect of it reserves. Where they'll come to us and say, pay debts, and we'll be like.
Greece? Oh.
No.
How about no?
Doesn't Greece owe us money? Is that what you're saying?
Greece owes every... But, like, Germany, for example, because Germany gives out money to everybody in Europe, it seems like, lately, especially Greece. And then they'll come to Greece and be like...
That's what white guilt will do to you.
And then they'll go to the Greeks and be like, hey, we kind of need you to pay us back. That wasn't just giving you money. Uh-huh. That was a loan that we expect you to give us back. They're like, oh, now you tell us. We parted
gonna,
that shit up for like 6 months, and now it's all gone. We
it's
need
not
more.
Even gonna fucking matter. The money does has never meant, and no, it meant something at one point, but there was a time where that got, you know, just legislated away. It's not tangible anymore. Yeah. So we're fighting over actually nothing,
essentially.
Which supports my theory for us not existing anymore. Which we can also tie in with the Mayan calendar theory. I think that's a pretty nice bow on this otherwise shit sandwich of a package we have going on in terms of existing.
So we're just in a different universe, a different plane of time.
Yeah, I believe we've crossed over into
a different plane of
something
reality.
Something else entirely. We should have fun with it.
Yeah, might
honestly.
As well.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Hail the God Emperor. What?
What's that?
No?
Say it again.
What?
Sorry.
Let's go steal a destroyer?
Yes. That is exactly what
I know
what
where the
we're
keys
saying.
Are. I mean, what keys?
Keys.
I know how to start the main engine.
Well, and then
and
fob.
I know how to pilot the damn thing. This
thing yeah. walk
does
up
it have a remote? Does it have a remote start?
It only takes
does
5 minutes.
Is the captain's chair a heated seat?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, shit.
They're also
shady
cool.
Bastards.
Wow.
No.
Damn. They need to stop cheaping out on this shit.
You're telling me. But the birthings will either be so hot that you're sweating your balls off or so cold that sweat will freeze to you.
That's why you need heated and cooled seats at all times.
That's where we sleep.
I know. You can sleep in a chair. I've done it.
So have I.
Yeah.
True.
We've all done it at least once.
Sleeping in a chair is terrible, though. It's not. It's always a bad experience. You cannot. None of you here can tell me that you've ever had a good time sleeping in a chair.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Tell me about this chair. Tell me about this chair, and I'll tell you why it's bullshit.
It's
go.
It's the leather chair that I have in our house. It's the first piece of furniture that we had
is that a
in there.
Lazy Boy?
No.
No, it's like.
It's like a $100 IKEA chair.
It's broken, though.
No.
Not the broken one.
No, that broken
That's
chair
gone?
Was gone.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
No. The first piece of furniture that we brought into that place was that leather chair that's next to the couch right now.
Uh-huh.
And my first night there, I basically slept on that with my feet, just kind of sprawled out, RoboCop playing. Yeah, I just watched RoboCop and then passed out in the chair.
All right, but I don't think this modifies the criteria of chair. It's an easy chair.
No, it actually has no footrest. It's just a chair.
And it just
burn.
No, I just kind of lounged in it comfortably because it's a comfortable chair.
He sat in a chair.
It's a fixed position. The arms don't move. The back doesn't move. The butt doesn't move. None of it
moves.
And
it's just a leather couch.
It's just a leather chair.
And you woke up with no pains in your body. No sense of grogginess.
No more than any other time with that much bourbon.
Maybe you just suck at sleeping. All right, Andrew.
Or maybe you just suck at sleeping.
So I think I do great at sleeping, personally.
Like, everybody pretty much bought lawn chairs for deployment.
Cool.
So I went to like Sports Authority and I bought this lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, doesn't recline, doesn't do nothing. And I fell asleep in that while underway. Best night of sleep I had my entire deployment.
On a lawn chair?
On a lawn chair.
And this doesn't... It's like a camping chair?
Yeah, it's a folding camping chair.
That goes in a bag and everything.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't have that chair anymore. It broke.
To be fair, though, how long had you gone before you slept in that chair?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's part of my story.
If it's been, 36 hours since you were last asleep.
Oh, you're saying how long was it before I slept in that
chair? How long were you awake before you slept in that
hours.
Chair? Okay. Yeah. That's just a normal day.
My standard work day.
That's just a normal
hours.
Day, yeah.
So, just normal work day, and I just fell asleep in the chair. We were watching a movie, and I fell asleep, and...
And nobody drew dicks on your face?
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Socks were off.
That's the thing. That's the thing. On deployment, if you fall asleep with your boots on, nobody fucks with you.
Oh, I thought it was if you fall asleep with your shoes on, you're fair game.
It is, except for deployment.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. When you're deployed, if you're taking a nap, leave them the fuck alone.
Yep.
Because you're going to hope they're going to do the same to you when you're taking a nap.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Because otherwise, you might wake up with a carrot shoved up your ass or something.
Oh, absolutely.
What is wrong? Okay.
I can think of worse things. There was a guy. My tech support. They got pissed at one of their people. Like, they were having a water fight. They were in the middle of the
Persian
Gulf.
Not in the tech department.
No.
It's their worst nightmare.
Renee's horrified.
He's getting really anxious, oh God, those poor computers.
Dude, I hate keeping coffee next to my computer, but that's just fucking with me, man. Anyway. So,
hey, Renee, catch this water balloon while you're at your computer.
These people are technical experts in certain pieces of equipment, so he's called our tech support.
Okay, so and not computers.
Computers.
Makes sense.
But when he was deployed, they were in the middle of the Persian Gulf, and they were in an old boiler ship. So they actually had oil-fired boilers.
It was a steam-powered ship?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. We still have steam-powered ships today. All of our nuclear plants are all steam-powered ships.
Technically, yes. Nuclear power is steam.
Yeah.
It's just a different source of heating the water.
Yeah. But
it wasn't like an old ironclad going up the Mississippi.
No. No. Basically, his was. He was on one of the last battleships to float.
Okay. I'm talking like Civil War.
Yeah. So he was on...
Is it like an old term?
Yeah. Like
stern wheeler.
Yeah,
so no, the old ironclads at the end of the Civil War.
No, I know, but I'm thinking sternwheeler going down with
and they all had
guns.
The squirt guns. Mm-hmm. And they were all squirting each other with squirt guns at the beginning of the watch. They do it every watch. And this fucking kid pulls out a fire hose and starts spraying them down to the fire hose. They got pissed at him because he got all the consoles wet, all the burners wet that they were about to throw into the new boiler.
Mm.
They were pissed because they had to start everything all over again.
Well, you know what that's called? Peace through superior firepower, my friend.
Yeah. This kid was one of the lowest ranking people, though.
Yeah.
So they stopped and locked one of the shafts, duct taped him to it, cut a hole in his coverall, shoved a filter in it, took a hot oil sample off one of the engines, and poured it up his ass, duct taped his asshole shut, and then unlocked the fucking
shaft.
Holy
shit, man.
They left him like that for the entire watch.
And he never did it again.
That is the worst.
Eddie came back from deployment with a new fetish.
No, it's all right. When my brother was in basic, they had this one retarded guy, and he was, no, like when I say retarded,
say
I mean like
anymore,
he was legitimately
Jared.
Like. No, like the drill sergeants literally called his recruiters in front of everybody and bitched them out for sending them a fucking retard.
Was he allowed to have sharp objects?
No, like he was like that retarded.
Okay.
Anyways, one day you guys have seen Full Metal Jacket, right?
Oh yeah.
About
at least
that.
The first half awake.
Yeah,
wait, did
he
shoot himself?
No, he had okay. They went at him with the bars of soap.
Oh, blanket party.
The lead
yeah.
on that.
So blanket party.
Yeah, they went at him with the fucking bars of soap one night. I mean, it's not his fault. It's his recruiter's fault, but
yeah,
he was legitimately at least half retarded.
In boot camp, we had a kid that just couldn't get it. He couldn't fold his fucking shirts. And
you had a lot of issue people that you dealt with in your time.
This was in boot camp.
This wasn't the kid that was living on the courthouse steps, was it?
No.
No, that was Mr. Anime Tentacle Porn.
Yeah,
porn.
That guy was
and
dope.
Child porn.
Yeah.
The
NCIS
nigga,
still has his laptop.
Oh, yeah.
He's under federal.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this story.
Anyways.
Watch back the old episodes.
Yeah, so listen back a couple episodes.
You know what I mean.
That's not a hint.
Maybe people listen with their eyes.
That's not a hint at something in the future.
Did you just assume their ear holes?
Funny. So this kid, when we were in boot camp, couldn't fold his shirts right, couldn't do nothing right, couldn't tie his boots right, nothing. Always looked like a bag of ass. We kept getting beat for it. So one night, we decided to take it upon ourselves to take care of this fucking kid. Same thing. Fucking soaps in the sock.
Oh, I figured you would have drug him into the showers with steel wool.
Nope. We didn't have to.
Oh, no, actually, my dad actually, not his class at the academy, but the class before, actually, there was a story that actually they did that. There was one guy who would not shower, and so basically his fellow recruits just drug him out of his bunk, stripped him down in the showers, and scrubbed him raw with steel wool in the shower.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, there's people like that in, like, everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Some people just don't fucking shower, and I don't understand.
I don't either. It's just
the kid that
gross.
You were talking about, the lived on the library steps?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the library. Yeah. Totally different context.
Whatever. Because,
see, libraries have free computers that anyone can use.
Yeah.
Which is important.
And the courthouse, you go to jail. So there's a big difference.
Yeah.
There.
Exactly. Well, this kid, we actually had to put what we called a shower watch on him.
Mm-hmm.
We had to make sure he bathed and scrubbed every part of his body and washed his hair, brushed his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He told us when he got there that he hadn't brushed his teeth since he was in the sixth grade.
Do you still have all of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he refused to go to the dentist.
Probably because he didn't want to lose half of them.
Yep. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That kid was fucked up. And they finally kicked him out.
We had this one faggot that was suicidal, so we had to have, like, during the fire watch at night,
mm-hmm.
we had to have somebody extra awake just to sit there and be like, yep, surprise, he's not killing himself.
Couldn't they, like, tie him down or something? Or is he just...
No, then he'd hang himself with whatever we tied him down with.
No. Yep. Just, like
like, restrain the wrists
feet.
And feet kind of thing. Uh-huh. Like, the whole leather straps around the wrists.
Yeah.
He was an idiot, and I hate him
straps.
To death.
You know what I mean?
Because you had to watch him.
I had to watch the suicide
it's all right.
kid, too. We actually had to take his dog tags away from him because he was, like, starting to choke himself with his dog tag chain, which, come on, it's just...
That shit breaks, man.
Yeah, it breaks. Like, how the fuck can you choke yourself with it? But he figured out a way.
There's way better ways to go about this.
Dude, my old squad leader, like, when they were out in the field, one guy told him, like, yeah, I'm sorry, like, I'm going crazy, I'm suicidal. But they couldn't get him back into, like, garrison. So, like, he just had to be out there in the field. But they had, like, fire watch when you're out in the field.
Mm.
So what they did is they cracked a bunch of glow sticks and put them all around him so the whoever's on fire guard can, like, see him, like, mm-hmm. hey, guy's
make sure he hasn't killed himself.
Yeah.
And every single time they have to walk, like, a certain path around it, every time they come by, they'd walk straight through the middle of glow sticks, kick him right in the fucking head, and go, oh, sorry, couldn't see you, and then just keep going. Like, I had to deal with that all night.
Yeah.
Fucking hey.
Let me guess, once a half hour roof?
Yep.
I almost killed myself with a glow stick once.
I got accidentally or intentionally.
That's hyperbole.
Is
but
that did you microwave
the juice
a glow
in my
stick?
Mouth
no.
And made my mouth
okay.
Numb.
No.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, yes. Oh God.
No,
officer. It's how high are you? Hi, how are you?
No, officer.
No, I think I was.
No, Mr.
Pierre.
I've only had one officer. I swear to God, I'm not drunk. Sorry, I said that wrong. I swear to drunk, I'm not God.
So I think I
this
know
sounds
I
a
was
bit practiced.
I know I was in the Cub Scouts when I did this, so this is probably like second or third grade, and you know everybody got glow sticks, and that's a great time for second and third graders, and you just start fucking around with those.
That's a great time now. What
yeah,
are you talking
yeah.
about. And fuck
then,
with me.
And then eventually some one of them breaks open. I don't know if it was intentional or not. I know
probably.
It became intentional later, and then like kids started rubbing it on the walls, but that's a whole other thing. But
don't that's fantastic.
You drank it, oh, didn't you?
No, I did not. I had the glow stick
it would
in my hand.
A lot.
I wanted to participate in the bioluminescent. It's not bioluminescent. The luminescent activities. Excuse me. And I was bending the glow stick fluid to. I was bending the stick to get some fluid out, and then it went right into my eye.
Ooh.
Straight into my right eye.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't see shit, so I was pretty much blind. I couldn't see fucking anything. I think I fell down some stairs running out of this fake fort that they had built for kids to sleep in. It was awesome. Looked almost exactly like Fort Vancouver, except it was white.
Okay.
And then, my dad held my head underneath one of those old-fashioned water pumps that you have to
Wells.
Move the handle up and
was
down.
Was this at Meriwether?
Yeah, that was Meriwether.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Yep.
Good times.
Oh, that
yeah,
was,
I, so I didn't yeah. almost die, but that was a very painful experience for me.
Any long-term noticing of sight differences in either eye?
Not as far as we've been able to see. Nothing immediately after that I don't remember
how it went afterwards. Yeah, maybe the optometrist to find out.
Never went to the optometrist. I don't think I've gone to an official optometrist in my life.
I've gone twice.
And... Nothing each
Fine.
Time.
Yeah.
I got to go once every 2 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but you get Never paid anymore. To go, so it's not really. Anything.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah. But it's like, and I should have gone after, like, I don't remember if I told you guys, but I burnt my eyeballs.
You should just stay away from
you
all sorts of flammable.
No, I didn't. I was actually welding.
Hey, that's a good time.
I was welding, and I was doing spot welding.
That's how Galileo found sunspots.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't wear my hood because I'd have to keep pulling it up and down. So I just closed my eyes every time I did it. Well, it burnt through my eyelids and it burnt my retinas.
You know they make little goggle things you can flip the lenses, right?
Yeah. You deserved that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I couldn't see for 72 hours. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up in the middle of the night.
You
my
get no
eyes
sympathy
were, like,
from me.
Like they were on fire. I fell down the stairs of my parents' place trying to get to my folks' bedroom. So
it like, wasn't an enlightening experience, kind of like that episode of MASH?
Exactly.
It was the opposite of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, man. And my mom comes out. Like, my mom came out. My dad came out. And he told me later that he had his gun because he thought someone was breaking into the house. So I was knocking, like, everything over trying to, like, get to their room. And, like, nothing helped. My dad went down to Safeway as soon as they opened up and got me eye drops and shit, medicated eye drops. I, like, stayed home and, like, put eye drops in my eyes. I couldn't see for 3 days. Huh. It sucked.
Jesus.
It royally sucked.
So welding goggles are important. You can't just close your fucking eyes. That's what you all have to learn from about this.
Spend the $300 and get the auto darkening one.
$300?
Yeah.
The auto darkening?
Yeah, so as soon as like
I'd rather take a second and just flip up the lenses and flip them back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody at where I work has auto darkening glasses. I'd have to ask them. I'm not friends with any.
It looks like a normal mask.
Plus, then you feel extra steampunk when you lift them up to see something.
Only the cool guys have the auto darkening.
Yeah. I've actually been considering it. There's a place up there that said they'd hook it up for me for $200 because I'm military.
Nice. So you'll spend $200 on welding goggles, but you won't spend $20 on earmuffs.
Yep.
It's because you get
earplugs are just fine.
Well, either way, he won't even wear those.
So,
all right. Well, you're stupid.
Because of where I work, like. I wore those on my last underway because I was always in the engine room. So I left them on, and like the batteries went out within a day. So I had to go get more from supply support.
Would they run off AA, AAA?
AAs.
Okay, how much are AAs?
I didn't have to pay for them.
Yeah,
exactly. For work.
Exactly. AAs are cheap as it is.
Yeah, but it was one of those. It was like.
And I'm assuming it was much more pleasant.
Yeah, kind of. Except for like it picked up the whine from the engine on the other side of the room, so
just
I
just turned it down a little bit. Better than tinnitus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like tinnitus. Yeah. It was that kind of like
all
a
you
wine.
Need is these, stupid.
They banned those from our boat.
What?
You can't double up foamies and muffs?
Yeah, we're not allowed to wear foamies anymore. Everyone would throw them in the bilge or they'd leave them. Oh. Like, they'd stick them above their ears.
People were being assholes.
Fall them off and they'd never pick them up.
Well, actually, what's a bilge again?
So we have what's called deck plates, which is what we walk on, and the bilge is underneath that.
It fills with water, doesn't it, to get ballast?
No, those are ballasting tanks.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that a structure on a whale?
That's where it stores all the krill.
So the bilge is like our overflow. Like if something overflows, it'll flow into there, and we can use what's called an eductor.
It's like flood zones.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty much if something overflows or whatever, it goes in there, and then we can use what's called an eductor, which creates a Venturi effect, create a vacuum, and it pulls everything out.
That makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for other plugs that are actually decent, Surefire actually makes some plugs that actually have a little thing that you flick in that sticks into the hole, and you can flick them out so you can hear better. With the thing flicked out, there's still like a noise reduction rating of like 18. With the plugs in, it's a noise reduction rating of like 26.
Oh, we were issued
which is
those
really
in
good.
Like are those the earplugs?
EP3s.
Yeah. I'd like
the Surefire EP3s.
I think we got those in basic. Those are just like earplugs.
They're just, they look
muffs,
almost
right?
like an earwig, almost like an earpiece for a radio.
Oh, okay.
Minus the cord.
Yeah.
I'd like to issue a correction. Apparently, a bilge is not a part of a whale. I really thought it was, but unfortunately not.
But yeah, they're like $18 to $25, depending on what size and color you want.
Worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when I first started deployment, I had those ones that we had made up for our shotgun teams.
Yeah.
And I used those.
Those are nice.
Yeah, but then like I kept wearing them, and I was like, I really don't want to lose these things.
Yeah.
So I just
stuck. You can buy the compound on Amazon and make new ones.
I could. But
anyways.
Wait, so
we got custom injection and custom earplugs injected into our ears so they fit our ears perfectly.
So you can buy the shit on Amazon and squirt it in your own ear and then that's your earplug?
You squirt it in your ear and it basically it sets after a period of time and you can basically rotate it out and it's an earplug that's molded to your ear that you can reuse.
So it is wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and it actually has like a noise reduction like an NRR of like 24 to 28 depending on which compound you get.
I don't know what that means, but
noise reduction
rating. Really cool technology.
Yeah, typical earmuffs like you see for, safety earmuffs are like a noise reduction rating of between 24 and 30.
What do I have to look up to find it on Amazon?
I got a set of
clippers.
Because I'm not getting anything here. I put in earplug foam, and I just got foam earplugs.
Yeah, you just got the foam.
No, it's do custom mold earplugs.
Okay, let's try that.
Remember in 21
Radians
Street when he says, "My name's Jeff."
Radians?
I don't know.
This looks like
a F-A, man.
This looks like some kind of putty.
Yeah, it's basically a putty that you squirt or mold into your ear, and it forms and hardens. It feels really weird, but it's nice to have.
That's what she said.
How would you know?
Yeah, you've never been there, buddy.
But I'm.
Oh, God.
Wah,
zing.
Wah, wah.
So, speaking of never being there, so we have a kid. So that kid,
oh, are you actually kindly going to admit it?
No.
Oh,
so the kid that lived on the library steps, we found out he was
Yeah.
So my chief put up $100.
Right.
One of the other chiefs on the boat put up $100 if one of our guys in our shop could get him laid in one of the ports.
Okay.
And
so you guys had a pool going? Or?
Yeah, we had a pool.
Okay.
Oh, my
so
God.
Hookers were cheap out there. They were like $20 you could get a hooker. A good hooker.
Okay.
And
I don't want to know how you
What
know
about
this.
A great one?
They were like
good,
50.
Not great.
What about a classy one? I want a classy bro.
Yeah, they don't exist. So, like, we're like, hey, man, you know, she really wants to, you know, take you in the back and have fun with you. No. Come on, man. What if she's, like, wearing, like, an anime costume? No.
Oh, he was this guy.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. You should ask him if there was some sort of guy that he wanted to go back with in.
We tried that, too.
Okay.
Pay her extra and make her dress up as, like, Sailor Moon or some shit.
Yeah, so we, like, tried everything to get him to do it because, like, the pool was going to go to whoever got him late.
Okay.
And the pool at the time was, like, up to, like, $600.
Okay. Whoa. Did the cost come out of the partner come out of the pool? Okay.
Yeah,
so whatever was left went to the person?
Yeah, so, like, the person had to pay up front.
Right. And then
they
get the pool.
They got the pool.
Which is obviously much more than what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We tried everything in, like, every port we went that had hookers. Kid wouldn't do it. Whatsoever. We were all pissed. We're like, God damn it. Really could use that money.
Yeah.
But that's because you found out later, or maybe you already knew.
That he was into kiddie porn?
Yeah.
He was getting his jollies elsewhere.
And because he's probably, like, mad gay, but, you know.
Like, not wanting to.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Well, so he claimed he wasn't because he screwed his dad's girlfriend.
Okay.
But
that sounds made
he
up.
He said this, or that sounds
like
a made up.
Like, we're starting to ask, like, strict questions.
That sounds like a story a 14-year-old tells his buddies to to try and
does
seem
his,
cool.
Does his dad also work at Nintendo?
But he never, like, he couldn't remember his dad's name.
What?
Okay.
Couldn't remember her name. Couldn't remember what it looked like.
Couldn't even make
or
it
what
up.
What's it? What?
Like, he couldn't remember what her vagina looked like.
Oh!
Like, he couldn't describe a vagina.
All it takes is a Google search, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can't do that at work.
Can't or shouldn't?
Because Google is banned.
You get banned.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah,
so it's more shouldn't, but.
Like, they don't have safety settings on there, but it's one of those, like,
they
you
can
look
see
at
everything.
It, they know that you looked
everything.
At it. This kid got caught after looking at 800 pages of porn.
Wow. It took him that long, huh?
No, he did it all in one day.
Jesus
oh
Christ.
God.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, neglected what an animal.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's incredible.
You're telling me.
I would say, Jared, do you have a new goal now?
Nah, man. That's like double my record.
Anyone ever feel like sometimes the internet in its current form was possibly a mistake?
Yes.
Yeah. Frequently.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Never.
<I'd> like-
it's a general consensus. Yes.
Good, good. Because my version of a utopia, I think, it would have had to have been implemented when this invention that we call the internet was first being created. So way back, 1950, Tim Berners-Lee, that whole fucking thing.
I thought the World Wide Web was like in the early 90s, late 80s, as we know it.
But this is ARPA and all that stuff. So though this, the network as it existed then as ARPA and DARPA and all that shit, it was pretty limited access. You could really only get it if you, like, passed a test or worked in government or were a scientist or something.
We all know Renee would pass that test.
I would like to think so.
But, yeah, because it was originally set up so that way the missile silos could launch to nuke the Russians if we were all dead.
Exactly. So why weren't these tests carried over to present-day internet? Because you need to realize that the internet is a tool, but a pretty unique tool, actually, because
so basically
it's not...
you're saying is like we need certifications like a forklift or something like that.
Yes.
I don't know, man. Stupid people are pretty funny sometimes.
I don't give a fuck how funny they are. But the people stupid with the people got us to where we are now.
Think about True. It. You can't tell me God Emperor Trump isn't absolutely hysterical. And that is a stupid person that came up with that.
I'm not saying he's not hysterical. I'm not saying that every piece of the internet memedom that's coming out of this regime, what is what we're going to call it, is fucking amazing. And I'm just like bathing in it. But did we have to get here? If we were able to limit the access of the internet... Oh, keep it away from just the lower half of the lowest common denominator, at least.
What you're saying, Renee, is that the First Amendment is a privilege.
I'm not saying the First Amendment is a privilege. If you don't have the internet, you can say whatever the fuck you want on the street, in the newspaper, I don't care. But you do not have access to this very vital tool to our infrastructure, which, if misused, could fuck up all of the things.
So you're saying we should go back to the caste system?
No, this is not like that
at
all.
A huge leap of logic.
It kind of is. It really kind of is. You're saying that there's certain castes of people who are not worthy of the internet.
It's not castes of people. It's grades of intelligence.
Are those lesser people, though?
That's what the episode
is. You're saying somebody who got D's in high school.
Yes.
Anybody who's posted anything to fucking F7U12, 9gag, funny junk,
Buzzfeed.
Most of Reddit, like 80% down of Reddit, fuck all of you, you're out. I'm sorry. You're taking us too far.
And how does this make you feel, Renee?
It makes me feel great.
That's a great question.
Feel like I should be transported back to the original inception of the internet and go, you know what? Hey, Tim Berners-Lee, some guy outside, he told me to give you this piece of paper, and it's got this fucking great manifesto about how not to fuck up the world with this all-seeing tool. That's how it makes me feel, Jared.
I feel like we would have been there in 100 years, even if you did that.
Yeah.
100 years from now, we would be where we are now.
Not if you're limiting the access. That's the point, man.
Yeah.
Well, just think about it.
But you can only limit things for people for so long before they eventually take it for themselves.
Case in point.
The hacker spirit would take over.
If anything, it'd be stronger than ever.
Yeah,
that's not true. No, and you know what? That's not true either, because only the people who have the ability to do said hacking would have access to this shit in the first place. All the stupid people don't know how to get it. They can't get in.
Until the stupid people hire somebody to tell them.
This sounds like a good movie.
It does.
Yeah.
Renee, what would we
patent this shit right now before somebody
patent it? Write the screenplay.
Add it to the list of.
Write the themes.
I'm calling Spielberg right now.
Just like cast Christian Bale or something. Total hit.
I would be a lead.
Fuck, they casted Chris Hemsworth as like some fucking black hat hacker guy. I could get anybody on this piece of shit.
Yo, that movie was off the chain, though.
What was that movie called?
Black Hat.
It was called... Oh my god, you fucking idiots. But, what rating did you get on IMDb?
Probably really bad, but he fucked some shit up, dude. It was awesome.
Oh, but,
let's see what he got. Black Hat, 2011?
Yeah.
No, what is this?
It's 2014,
Oh, here it is. It's one word, Black Hat. Fucking
is that
idiots.
A movie about a black hat?
It got a 5.4. Fuck you, Chris Hemsworth.
You know that's higher than?
What?
Bulletproof.
No, it is. Bulletproof has at least some comedic value to it.
Fair
this
point.
Is contributing to the downfall of the understanding of technology.
Thanks,
I'm sorry.
Hollywood.
It was pretty rad.
Thank you.
Though.
So, in other words, it's not necessarily the it's just Hollywood is the problem.
Yes.
No, Hollywood isn't the... concerning this internet problem
general layman's understanding of the internet, of hacking, of computers in general, comes from Hollywood.
But Hollywood isn't giving people the idea to make these stupid fucking memes, these people that are live streaming themselves murdering people on Facebook. Hollywood isn't enabling them to do that, is it? Could we argue that?
I don't know.
They glorify being a murderer sometimes, so maybe.
They do.
It's just
the anti-hero
like,
thing.
It's Die Hard 4 kind of.
So they've made a world where that's something that people want to do because it would make them famous.
The
It'll
modern
them their time.
Yeah, the modern
people
images.
Are that desperate for attention, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. The rebel, the renegade, the hacker is kind of the modern day underdog up against the establishment, which is always a popular thing.
And any fucking retard who can click a mouse can just lock your hard drive down and ask you for money in order to open it back up.
Unless
again.
You have two people on the same keyboard, then they can overpower you.
Yeah. Yeah, you better watch out for
true.
Those guys. What you fucking watch out, China. We've been showing you what we can do on CSI Miami for the past, like, what, 8 years? Whatever the dumbass show that was on. I think it was NCIS.
It was NCIS.
Okay, I don't give a shit is my main point.
That much is abundantly apparent.
It sounds like you give them opposite of not giving a shit, but okay,
whatever. I don't give a shit about their show. Sure, I sure, do sure. give a shit about what should have been done with this all-powerful tool.
Right.
It's way too late. But if we could go back in time, that's my plan.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Of all the things you could do going back in time, that's what you plan
we
to
have,
do.
Yes, we have fucking... we don't need to kill Hitler, all right?
No,
because we know that that is going to cause... that's going to cause some kind of paradox. We're not going to be allowed to do
well,
it.
If we kill Hitler, then we don't go to the moon.
True.
And I also wouldn't have pancakes tomorrow.
Fuck.
Yeah. We wouldn't... yeah.
Or German pancakes on
mine
top of that.
Just...
yeah, if we kill Hitler, then we don't have World War II.
But
if we don't have World War II,
I mean,
we don't have Mad Grab.
It would
of...
be nice without all the deaths, but whatever.
But what if the moon landing was faked?
No.
You shut your whore mouth. And yet now we're complaining about how we're overpopulated, so...
to the moon!
No, that's not quite where I was going, but...
No, that's... like, hey, why not? Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good start. Yeah, it's not a bad plan, but she's saying, you know, oh, yeah, except for all, the, it's all these deaths. But
yeah, I mean, like,
think
if
about
we
it. If
go
we
back
had,
and get...
if we had 11 yeah. million more people around
fine.
Having babies...
I am not that... going to ever say that killing the Jews is not... it was is okay.
No, I'm not saying that killing the Jews were, but...
but Drew will say it.
I say the things that we all think.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that for the record.
We do not
yeah,
think
yeah.
that.
No, I don't
for
think
the
that
record,
either.
Most of us disagree.
Go and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We watch you at TGF Radio Show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links are at and for iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table. Any particular order? I don't give a shit. Go.
I don't hate the Jews. I actually have several Jewish friends.
That's a lie.
That's okay. More than me.
He's literally Hitler reincarnated.
I love the Jews. Fuck Trump.
And you guys?
I heard you.
Oh, Andrew. I didn't. Well, I didn't hear it.
I don't got nothing.
You don't got nothing?
I said Drew was Hitler reincarnated. He actually
all right, this is a great show. Thank you for coming out for this, Andrew. We'll see you in December, and everybody else, we'll see you next week. Party on, everybody.